This is Taking Aim with
Rob Schoenman
and Maya Schoen. Our program today, the Downey Syndrome and the Toxification of America. It seemed like a benign story. May 2004, a feature story in California Construction. McCarthy starts 1 million square foot Kaiser facility. McCarthy Building Companies, Inc. began construction in February 2004 on a mammoth medical center in the southeast Los Angeles County city of Downey. The $300 million complex is scheduled to be completed in 2008. This is one of the largest construction projects ever undertaken by the Oakland-based Kaiser Permanente. When completed in winter 2008, Kaiser's $300 million medical center in Downey will include a new 650,000 square foot hospital, a hospital with 352 beds, full service, 85-bed emergency room, 82 departments. It also includes a 117,000 square foot medical office building, a second medical office building encompassing 178,000 square feet, a 50,000 square foot central plant, and McCarthy is also building a 650 space parking structure. What wasn't said, and the subject of our program today, the 160-acre site called Downey Landing had been an aerospace NASA site and military complex. First constructed in 1929, the NASA industrial plant at Downey consisted of 22 separate buildings. On this site, there had been rocket designs for the Apollo space mission. It was the site of the first nuclear reactor in California in the 1950s. This was a toxic site that was later downgraded by the government to a brownfield level of contamination and privatized in 1996 and sold to the city of Downey in Los Angeles County, with a proviso that no housing and no facility for children should be constructed on the site. And yet we have here, in 2004, the announcement that a mammoth hospital facility was going to be built and has been built on this very toxic site. Across the United States, and particularly in California, there are toxic sites on which construction involving children and housing is taking place. Today on Taking Aim, we're going to have a conversation with Steve Zeltzer. And in a moment, I'll tell you more about Steve Zeltzer and the important work in which he has been involved over the years. Think about it. This is the 31st anniversary of Love Canal. Love Canal, where an entire community was evacuated because of toxic waste. Love Canal, near Niagara Falls in New York State. Love Canal became the seminal moment people realized that something had to be done about toxic sites across the country. It was the beginning of the Superfund project, in which private industry was to clean up the contamination that it had caused. But what about the military? What about the 1,000 military sites across California? What about the military sites across the United States? What about the situation such as this NASA project and the first nuclear reactor in California? Here we have a regional complex built upon this site, and now the city of Downey is planning a housing complex against the stricture that no housing should be built on this site. Steve Zeltzer has been a labor producer for many years. His program, Labor on the Job, has been produced for 25 years. It's the longest-running labor TV show in the world. He is the co-founder of LaborFest, and you can learn more about that at laborfest.net. It's the largest working-class cultural festival in the United States. He was a member of the Operating Engineers Union and worked for the city of San Francisco for a long time. He is the chair of the California Coalition for the Workers' Memorial Day, and you can learn more about that at workersmemorialday.org. Steve has been a longtime friend and comrade, and we are so pleased to have him with us today on Taking Aim. He brought to us the situation of Down East. Hundreds of people sick, people are dying, and more needs to be done about this. Steve, welcome to Taking Aim.
Thanks for having me.
Ralph?
Well, I want to emphasize, by the way, I should like to add to what you've just said, that Steve and you and I, Maya, were together involved in the formation of Socialist Organizer, and were critically involved in the formation of the Million Worker March movement in 2004. So Steve is a key activist, a key organizer, a key working class thinker and activist over a very long period of time. I want to stress here that what we're describing, and thanks to Steve for alerting us to it, is an extraordinary example of the cynical and totally reckless endangerment of the people of the United States, and particularly working class people in working class communities, in sectors where the working class housing is concentrated, in the health facilities that working people depend upon. Toxification that has resulted in an epidemic of the most severe and critical disease. Prior to 1996, a United States Air Force Base NASA facility located in Downey, Los Angeles County, was designated as profoundly contaminated. The site was then downgraded to what is called a brownfield level of contamination, nominally a lesser toxified area, and sold to the city of Downey. In fact, a brownfield site is an abandoned property where redevelopment is complicated by the presence of hazardous substances, pollutants, and contaminants. Well, brothers and sisters, before I expatiate a little more, just briefly on this, I want to give you the flavor of what, in fact, we're talking about here. Because in a key document, Industrial Plant Boeing Kaiser Downey, and the gag order imposed on the U.S. EPA staff, there's a delineation of what they mean by a reduced toxic site. Let's give you a sample. The Downey property has resulted in the following, and the Kaiser Permanente Hospital has been built recklessly on the site. Testicular cancers, thyroid cancers, kidney and adrenal gland cancers, melanoma, skin peeling, respiratory illness, mold fungal infection, great pain inside the bones, brain, damage, memory loss, skin lesions, skin burns, multiple chemical sensitivity, chronic diarrhea, and abdominal pain. Toxic encephalopathy. Encephalopathy is a form of permanent brain damage characterized by short-term memory loss, depression, anxiety, and diminished mental functioning. Encephalopathy is a term for diffuse disease of the brain, altering brain function and structure. It is caused by infection agents, bacteria, viruses, and prion, metabolic and mitochondrial dysfunction, brain tumor, and pressure in the skull, arising from prolonged exposure to toxic elements, including solvents, drugs, radiation, paints, industrial chemicals, and specific metals. It entails progressive chronic trauma, nutrition, and lack of oxygen and blood flow to the brain. The hallmark is altered mental states, and this is the syndrome that is described continuously by people who have been treated in that hospital, who have lived on that site, and the workers who have been obliged to work under those conditions. The type and severity of encephalopathy includes neurological symptoms, loss of memory and cognitive ability, personality change, inability to concentrate, lethargy, and progressive loss of consciousness. Other neurological symptoms include myoclonus, which is involuntary twitching of muscles or groups of muscles, nystagmus, which is rapid involuntary eye movement, tremor, muscle atrophy, weakness, dementia, seizures, and loss of ability to swallow or speak. It goes on. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, the cynicism with which this capitalist order subjects a mass of our people to these circumstances? It's a war on working people. It's a class war. And this cynical deployment of hospitals on a site of this nature with these consequences is just the tip of the iceberg.
Steve, welcome to Taking Aim again. And please tell us how you became involved in the situation in Downey, the Downey syndrome.
Well, I've been fighting for injured workers and was injured briefly myself. And we set up a coalition called the California Coalition for Workers Memorial Day. And one of the injured workers was a Kaiser worker. Her name is Dina Padilla, who is actually now running for Congress against Dan Lundgren in the Sacramento area as a Peace and Freedom Party candidate. But we were we were covering the, a Kaiser worker, Gil Shephart, who worked at the Bellflower and at the Downey facility, and she had gotten fungus on her body, and she was fighting to get health care. And since Kaiser Hospital is a self-regulated insurer, a self-insured employer, she was forced to go to a Kaiser doctor who told her that she was not sick, even though her leg was blowing up from this fungus, and she should go back to work. So then we discovered in the course of that that there was a DreamWorks and other movie production studios were there, and these workers, IATSE members and other workers, were getting sick and were being told, were being fought by the employer, Downey Studios, that they were not sick, that was all in their mind. And we discovered that one of the workers was able to get a copy of a secret agreement between IATSE Local 44, the union, and Downey Studios, in which the union was sued by Downey Studios, and because they had told initially told that their members that they if they got sick or headaches or rashes, they should not go to that job. Well, the developer, Stuart Lichter, who was formerly employed by the GSA, General Service Administration, and was in charge of developing this site, sued
the General Service Administration of the federal government,
was now the developer of this brownfield site. And he sued the union, and the union made an agreement, which we think is illegal, a secret agreement saying that they would not tell the workers that it was any health and safety dangers, and they paid the company $775,000 as a settlement agreement. And the secret agreement was sealed. We were able to get it. It's on kaiserpapers.org. But it was basically a secret agreement to prevent protection for the workers. So there was actually a conspiracy with the union officials and the president of that, the international president of that union, just resigned, Tom Short, to cover up a severe health and safety danger. One of the workers, Steve Basile, there, an IATSE prop man, got infected. His skin would peel off every 3 months from his hand.
Whoa. We should mention that on this 160-acre site, the largest military building on the property was turned into a movie production studio. It's called the Downey Studios.
It's called the Downey Studios.
And DreamWorks, Paramount, many of the movie studios have been shooting films.
The Indiana Jones series, some of the major blockbuster films have been filmed there, and all the workers involved in those, in these projects have been affected by these diseases.
And what has been the reaction of the rank-and-file people who are being injured at the Downey
Well,
Studios?
Well, many of the workers are afraid to speak out or have been afraid to speak out because they're afraid of being blacklisted. That if they speak out about the health and safety dangers, the union and the company will not hire them. They won't get work because there's, you know,
because they're not permanent employees.
They work job to job. So there's a danger that they could be blacklisted, and they're afraid. And so they're fearful of that, and they're fearful that if they go public about the health and safety problems, also they'll be discriminated against by other employers who they work for. So there's an air of fear. But one of the things that came up recently is in June. The owner of the production studio sued DreamWorks for who was liable for these workers, because these workers have been fighting for health and safety workers' comp, and they've been fighting them. The Industrial Realty Group, which is owned by Stuart Lichter and which was the insurer for the property.
Explain that a little bit. When the city of Downey bought this property, had to be agreements of who was going to assume liability for the toxic contamination.
Yeah, this Industrial Realty Group was set up in part by Stuart Lichter because he's not only developing the Downey site, he's developing these brownfield sites all over the United States. And this, so it's made in Ohio, all over the country. And he makes deals with the politicians, local politicians, that'll turn over this site to development. He pays off politicians, he gives them money, and then they support the development proposal.
And having worked for the General Service Administration, he knows where the different sites are.
He knows where all the sites are, and he knows who to pay off. So we began to struggle to defend them and tried to get some press. And lo and behold, nobody would cover this story. I mean, this is, you would think in Los Angeles, media capital, one of the media capitals of the world, a movie studio, the movie workers getting sick, and nobody wants to cover it in Los Angeles. I mean, this is a little strange. We later find out that the politicians also refused to do this story. Henry Waxman, who's chair of the Governmental Operations Committee of the U.S. Congress, who's done all these hearings on steroids, is contacted by the workers.
And cigarettes.
And cigarettes. Is contacted by the workers, okay. Is given the information, the material, and he tells them, well, I will only meet with you if one of your members is in my district. Now, this guy is in Southern California, so he refuses to have hearings. He refuses to even meet with the workers.
Well, I think it's very important, Steve, that you cite Henry Waxman, because the entire Democratic Party leadership has been complicit in this. From Pelosi to Feinstein, goes right to the top of the Democratic Party. They have been collusive and collaborators in this entire conspiracy, because it doesn't merely involve those who are involved in the Downey site. Bethlehem Steel, Halliburton, across the United States, there have been toxifications involving hundreds of thousands of sites, and they are declaring bankruptcy ad seriatim, a technical bankruptcy, so they are absolved of any liability. The EPA can't go after them. The injured workers can't go after them. They transfer their assets to collateral or corporations. It's a scam, and the Democrats, like all the politicians, are fully complicit in suppressing this information. You mentioned the mold and the skin consequences of these workers. Well, here's the Mayo Clinic on what is involved here. The toxicological standpoint, percolate, blocks iodine from entering the thyroid gland, critical for the production of thyroid hormones. The fungi and related organisms thrive on the toxic substances. The trichothiocine mycotoxins currently diagnosed in these patients have been established to have occurred while they were employed on the Downey property. The specific mycotoxin that results in these symptoms is part of the yellow rain used in Vietnam. The signs and symptoms of mold and fungal disease were spelled out here in the Mayo Clinic report. The chemical injury and disorders of porphyrin metabolism arise as well. The Veterans Assistance and Information Organization documented that these workers are suffering from syndromes arising from the use of these toxins in imperial genocidal adventures such as Vietnam. It's not only the soldiers who come back with these diseases. It's our population within the United States years and years after these imperial genocidal adventures. Who is targeted with this? The working people of this country, because this is a class war. A class war on the oppressed, a class war on the exploited, and it is capitalism that is at the heart of this. Whatever the cover of nominal governmental authority, it is a capitalist apparatus, a capitalist state that is the vehicle and the facilitator of this method of exploitation and destruction. Governmental and environmental chemical exposures and disturbances of what are called the hemisynthesis results in a variety of such symptoms, urinary porphyrin profiling. And there's such a list of these systemic diseases that come out of the Mayo Clinic and these documentations that it reads like a Nazi experimental program on a victim population.
Ralph, let's go again to the definition of a brownfield, because that's what this dangerous site was called. The official definition is a brownfield site, as you mentioned in the beginning, is an abandoned or idle property where expansion or redevelopment may be complicated by the presence or potential presence of a hazardous substance, pollutant, or contaminant. And the theory then is that this can be cleaned up. And supposedly there are companies that are supposed to clean up these sites. However, a study that was released by the BBC in Great Britain, a study that was published in the journal Occupational Environmental Medicine, looked at one example of a former industrial site that in Great Britain had been called a brownfield and was near to existing homes. In other words, the homes weren't even built on it, such as the Kaiser Hospital and now the planning stage at the city of Downey to build houses on this site. And as you mentioned, the Downey Studios, where all these film workers are working day in and day out, on this site. This was even a site that was near to existing homes. And the land, two quarries in Halton Borough in Cheshire, had been used to dispose of industrial waste, such as HCBD. It's a chemical, hexachlorobutadiene. And that's just one chemical. When you look at the chemicals that have been on acknowledged to have been on the Downey site, including uranium because of the nuclear reactor, you can see that the situation would be even worse. But according to this study, this HCBD was shown to have damaging effects on the kidneys and the potential to cause cancer. And the researcher from the Health Protection Agency gave people who lived in proximity, just in proximity, health checks and found that the urine in from the study of their urine, that their kidneys were under pressure and that the people who lived there were moved away for 10 months. And they said they thought they could clean up the site, but they couldn't. And the conclusion was land contamination exists throughout the United Kingdom, and this is significant, and the land is not safe. So going to Downey, if you go to the internet where Vicki Travis has compiled this incredible website, the Kaiser Papers, a public service page, and this is at http://downey.kaiserpapers, Kaiser Papers being one word, .info, you'll find a map among the many, many papers and original documents that shows the site and elaborates what took place in each building of the 22 buildings. And in building after building, the government acknowledged that there were hazardous materials. Steve.
Well, this is a hazardous site since 1927 when the Army worked there and brought in all kinds of toxins. There were radioactive weapons that were developed at that site in California. Boeing took it over and dropped a tremendous amount of toxins in that site. So this is one of the most highly toxic sites in the world, not just in the United States, but in the world, because of the industrial development, military industrial development of the site. So workers have reported that there's been green soil that shines there at night. There are also no flies where the studio workers have lunch. And there's food around, and they noticed that there were no flies around. There were no ants. There were no insects. So they were taking food. They'd have barbecues there, putting it on the ground. No flies, no ants. So something that was there that was killing them. Now, the other very important thing that workers should know is at the same time this is taking place, the Democrats and Republicans in California, including Gray Davis, are destroying the Cal-OSHA program.
Mm-hmm.
They've eliminated all the doctors at Cal-OSHA, Larry Rose.
Cal-OSHA means California, the Occupational Health and Safety Organization.
There used to be seven doctors at Cal-OSHA for California's 17 million workers. They eliminated all the doctors at Cal-OSHA. There are only 187 inspectors in all of California for 17 million workers. These workers at the Downey site called Cal-OSHA, and they could never get an investigation of what was really going on there and the sicknesses and the illnesses they had because the agency has been corrupted. And, in fact, this agency, the same agency, said it was okay to put these chemicals in popcorn that were causing cancers. They fought any regulation, and Governor Schwarzenegger, actually vetoed a bill that would have stopped putting this chemical in, which caused cancer. So the agency, which is organized and has the responsibility of protecting workers, has a mandate, has been dismembered and is no longer taking care of these workers. So the workers called Cal-OSHA, no response, no investigation. And it turns out from Dr. Larry Rose, who's the last doctor at Cal-OSHA, that many of the new products in biotechnology, new chemicals that are being brought into the environment, nanotechnology, are not covered by Cal-OSHA. And the industrial hygienists don't even know about these products because they're not trained medical professionals. You have to know exactly what the products are and their history of the products and how they affect people. If you're not trained as a medical physician, you would have no idea even what these products are. So what we have is all these new industries brought in, highly toxic, highly chemical. We don't even know what the genetic engineering, for example, in the biotechnology industry is going to result in, and there's no agency for workers to protect them in their laboratories and in these highly toxic sites.
Well, Steve, this is critical. Let me mention this. The United States has, and this is the official figure, 36,000 such hazardous sites containing acids, PCBs, radiation, heavy metals, pesticides, radioactive wastes, and more. They are poisonous to all animals and plants. The toxic compounds are irretrievably contaminating the substrate of the soil and the aquifer. So what that means in actuality, brothers and sisters, is that once it gets into the soil and into the aquifer, it travels. It gets into the wells, it gets into the rivers, it gets into the lakes, it doesn't stay in the location in which it originates. And this 36,000 sites in the United States is the tip of the iceberg. The Environmental Protection Agency has put 1,300 of these sites on a national priority list. Toxins stored at these sites leak and make their way into groundwater, soil, lakes, and rivers. Train derailments, tanker trucks transporting toxic waste, oil spills from ships release enormous quantities of dangerous chemicals. They permeate the entire subsoil, as I mentioned, in aquifer.
Ralph, I want to interrupt. If we ourselves experienced that when we lived in Ringo's, New Jersey, in a colonial house on land that had been occupied since colonial times.
Well, this was a cottage we lived in, I should tell. Tell our listeners, Maya, that was actually a 1690 cottage, Dutch cottage that the Indian Native Americans had insulated with mud and
horsehair. And we depended upon our well, which had supposedly clean water. Well, it turned out that there was a cancer cluster that developed in the entire community, and it was discovered that during World War II there had been munitions dump several miles away. So as a result of the decomposition of what had been dumped in the munitions, it had leaked into the aquifer, and everybody in this entire farm community was told to start drinking bottled water.
Well, one of the things that's interesting also about this case, the Downey site, is that famous actors and actresses were aware, or their agents were aware, that it was dangerous. So they would not stay at the site. They would fly in by a helicopter, go there quickly, and leave. So there was knowledge that this site was dangerous and highly toxic.
Okay,
and
for the workers to be there day in, day out, long hours.
For the workers who were in the ground, the electricians and the set builders, these workers were crawling in this dirt and getting sick and getting their families sick, bringing home these clothes and toxic material into the homes of their families. So they were spreading it out, yet some of the famous actors and actresses would not stay on that site because they were aware that it was a highly toxic site. And there have been actors who have been sickened at that site, too. And the amazing thing is the cover-up, the corporate cover-up of the media, and no TV. Ralph Nader had a press conference with these workers, about 15, 20 workers, several months ago in Santa Monica. They gave testimony. Not one article in all of the Los Angeles media about this hazardous site. I mean, you would think that this would be a story. Workers getting sick at the DreamWorks site, at these movie sites, and complete silence.
Well, it's not just, of course, it's the corporate media, you know. But every local church is complicit in this. You don't have a single pastor. You don't have a single rabbi. You don't have a single religionist speaking a mumbling word about this. That's why Anatole France said famously, "Humankind will not be free until the last capitalist is hanged in the entrails of the last priest."
This is Taking Aim with
Ralph Schoenman
and Maya Schoen. Our program today, the Downey Syndrome, the toxification of the United States. And we have with us Steve Zeltzer. Steve is a labor producer and organizer. His program, Labor on the Job, is the longest-running labor TV show in the world. He's co-founder of Labor Fest. You can learn more about it at laborfest.net. It's the largest working-class cultural festival in the United States. He was a member of the Operating Engineers Union, was an operating engineer for the city of San Francisco, now retired, and is the chair of the California Coalition for the Workers' Memorial Day. You can learn more about that at workersmemorialday.org. Steve has been involved in the situation that developed in Downey, California, and throughout California, that is the effect of toxins in the workplace on workers. And he learned about this through his involvement with Kaiser Workers. That is the Kaiser Permanente Medical System, one of the largest and across the country, and particularly here in California, where Kaiser has in Northern California a couple million members, and throughout California many more. Would be double that.
Just the idea that, this is Steve Zeltzer, a hospital, one of the leading hospital operations in the United States, would actually develop a hospital in a brownfield site. And they were aware of that. And documents have just been released that that site, it's parcel 2, has actually contaminated, has been not cleaned up, and that they would develop a site, a hospital, where thousands of sick people go for treatment, or
it's,
millions.
It's to be it's, their regional center, Steve.
Their regional,
it's
and one they of spent their hundreds premier... of millions of dollars. Now, one of the very important aspects of this whole case, and the reason we discovered these cases, was as a result of the fact that the workers were not getting medical treatment. And this has to do with the deregulation of workers' compensation in California, which was pushed by the Democrats almost unanimously and Schwarzenegger, where they deregulated workers' compensation, and the insurance companies are rejecting out-of-hand seriously injured workers. They're not going to take care of them, and cost-shifting them, forcing them to go on SSI.
Could you please explain workers' compensation for those of our listeners who – because people listen internationally.
If you get injured in the United States, you are supposed to be protected, your health care, no-fault health care, and you're supposed to be covered by your employer. Most employers hire insurance companies to cover their employees, and some employers like Safeway and Kaiser are self-insured employers. There's Seventh-day Adventist, where Barb Clark, a nurse, was injured, and then they went after her, refused to take care of her health care. What has happened as a result of deregulation pushed by both the Democrats and Republicans is that the insurance companies now are in a position where they can say, we're not going to take care of you. We're not going to provide you medical care. We're not going to provide you drugs. Go someplace else.
Right. Workers' compensation covers injuries on the job, not regular health care.
So
injuries on the job.
So in this case, these injured workers, this injured Kaiser worker, was forced to go to a Kaiser doctor who told her that she wasn't sick, even though her leg was completely bloated. And these workers who work for Downey Productions, Downey Studios, and DreamWorks were getting sick and applying for workers' comp, and we're having to fight these companies who said, no, you did not get sick at the Downey Studios, and therefore they were in a confrontation. And the other fact about what's going on with deregulation, if they've made it very difficult for these workers to get attorneys to represent them. Now, why is it that an injured worker should have to go to an attorney to get medical care? Why should you have to negotiate your settlement, and you get settlements with these doctors on the basis that you're not going to get full medical care the rest of your life? If you're injured, you should get full medical care. But the structure of the system, the corporate capital structure of the system, is you have to negotiate with judges, lawyers, and insurance companies about your medical care for getting injured on the job. So in any event, these workers came forward. They were afraid. They were fearful of losing their jobs and their career. But they came forward because they could not get their medical care.
And the lawyers and the insurance companies and the intermediaries take a huge slice of whatever settlement is given, and it's usually absolutely de minimis. Look,
well, in California, for example, on that point, Ralph, $18 billion is collected on workers' comp premiums, $18 billion. Only $9 billion goes to workers in their cases. And the insurance industry is regulated by a commission called the Fraud Assessment Commission, which is a state commission which does oversight on workers' comp fraud and dispenses $29 million to district attorneys in California to prosecute workers' comp fraud. This commission is headed by William Zachary, who is the vice president of risk management for Safeway. He's an insurance executive who has told people they're not going to invest. His commission has told people they're not going to invest in insurance companies for workers' comp fraud.
So more money is spent on investigating fraud of workers' comp than is actually collected in premiums, and is three times the amount that's actually devoted to the workers' comp premium.
But I think it's very
to the care of workers.
Well, $18 billion is collected in these worker comp premiums. Only $9 billion is provided to injured workers. So the rest of that is going to insurance companies, is going to judges, is going to lawyers. However, this commission, which is run by has been run by the Democrats, Garamendi and Gray Davis,
Garamendi,
and now Schwarzenegger,
insurance,
who's now running for governor. Garamendi gave a letter of clean health he said to this commission, you're doing good work. And this commission is dominated by the insurance company with the vice president for risk management or the insurance from Safeway, who's in charge of this commission.
Well, here's how it works, brothers and sisters. Who do you think peoples these agencies? Who are the people who are put in charge of these agencies? They are drawn from the very corporate institutions that are involved in the contamination. These oversight agencies are peopled by the perpetrators. That's the nature of the capital. That's what it means to have a superstructure, which is a state apparatus that is financed and peopled by capital to service the interests of the ruling class. Concretely, on July 28, 2008, the Environmental News Service issued this extraordinary report. The United States Environmental Protection Agency has ordered its staff, quote, not to respond to any questions or provide any information or give any statements if contacted by congressional investigators, reporters, or its own Office of Inspector General, according to documents released today by the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. Who is the head of the Environmental Protection Agency? Why, the corporate perpetrators. The Downey matter is symptomatic of the way the power structure operates in the United States and how it targets working people, and the nominal institutions of representation or control are in fact part of the conspiracy. They're part of the crime. They're part of the actual implementation of these toxic processes. Time magazine reported that the Nation magazine called Henry Waxman the Elliot Ness of the Democrats. He can do more thanks to two words that strike fear in the heart of every government official, the article states, subpoena power. But the article goes on. He was powerless to obtain information from the director of the EPA, and suddenly his subpoena power disappeared. He didn't subpoena the director of the EPA. Clearly, the people are getting sick from the industrial military contaminants, the article goes on, substances directly related to the Downey property. There are similar locations across the United States. They are privatized. They are never cleaned up. And people are endemically ill as a result of this corporate arrogance. The city of Downey announced formally on May 13, 2008, that the properties surrounding the area are so safe, they are going to push through housing and even low-income housing on this toxic property. Consequently, the harm, the damage, the devastating illness that's been disclosed is now going to be extended beyond those who are in the area of the hospital to housing that is going to be constructed on these sites. According to the Enforcement Office with Cal EPA Toxic Substances, quote, come hell or high water, these people are putting in these houses. They do not care who gets hurt.
And Ralph, to confirm that, on April 30th of this year, an article appeared in the LA Weekly, which is one of the free newspaper magazines that are distributed, such as we have here in the Bay Area. And the LA Weekly's title, Another Toxic School, Virgil Expansion Planned on Contaminated Land. The Los Angeles Board of Education approved the first step toward building an $85 million elementary school for 800 children in East Hollywood. Now, everyone would say, let's have a new school. That's important, and especially in this neighborhood of East Hollywood. Just off Vermont Avenue, it'll open in 2012, accepting children from five severely crowded, woefully underperforming schools, writes the LA Weekly. However, the LA Weekly did some investigation about the site itself and discovered that for more than six decades, chemical-laden industrial operations with companies like names like Chemical Limited had taken place on this very site, and there was toxic contamination, and it was all left there. But this isn't the first time that the LA Unified School District has done this, has taken sites that they consider cheaper, perhaps, accessible sites that are not being developed for real estate. 1998 to 2007, the LA Unified School District combed and found properties for new schools, and in 1997, they approved the Belmont Learning Complex near downtown atop a toxic oil patch. And it was, and the school was opened. It was called Vista Hermosa.
Well, Maya, it doesn't stop there. Listen to this. As the report by the Kaiser Exposé Group and Vicky Travis continues, this property is so polluted that under the terms of the contract with the government, you cannot have a school, a daycare, or children's center, or put houses on it. But the ownership of the property is so politically corrupted, they have placed a Kaiser Hospital, associated medical buildings on it, plus schools, daycare, and children's centers, right in the midst of the toxins.
And people should start really calling Kaiser and asking them why they built a hospital on this polluted site. I mean, this is criminal. These people should go to jail. I mean, you were talking about a very corrupt criminal operation in which people who are supposed to be in charge of your health are actually creating health problems for the workers at that facility and for the public, and nothing is done about it. I mean, this Henry Waxman and the Democratic Party are they're into the neck as far as the corruption. I mean, he had hearings, for example, on steroids and as athletes, yet in Southern California, where he is, and his constituents actually are in this area and go to this hospital, he refuses to even say a peep, have a press conference, have any kind of information about this. He has been provided. These workers have sent him material, have begged him to even meet with him, and he refused to even see them. I mean, he doesn't have to go to Washington to have a hearing. He could have a hearing in Los Angeles at that hospital to explain how this was developed. But what we're talking about is that the Democrats, President Clinton, mm-hmm. for example, was involved in these brownfield sites. Stuart Lichter has been giving money to these Democratic politicians. They're on the take from these politicians, and they're bought off. Well, and they know that this is happening. They don't want to go after Stuart Lichter because Stuart Lichter, the developer of this site, who worked for the GSA, is actually involved with the Democratic politicians in developing this site. And as a matter of fact, this is very significant, the person from the EPA that was in charge of this site and of getting the documents for the site, he ends up working on the payroll of Stuart Lichter. Well, he leaves his job, and the documents disappear. We just recently got some documents from the EPA that said that did not exist. The documents disappeared. They lost them, and the person who's in charge of the site from the EPA ends up on Stuart Lichter's payroll. So you can't get more blatant and corrupt than that example.
That's what it. That's why the most frequently invoked category of prosecutorial jurisdiction is that of conspiracy. This is a conspiracy of public officials, of private organizations, of the apparatus of control of the capitalist state. It's a conspiracy against the population. And to concretize this, this property was formally transferred to the city of Downey in 1996, and the Departments of Veteran Affairs and Housing and Urban Development and the Independent Agencies Appropriations Act were involved. Who introduced the bill? Representative Jerry Lewis. Who supported the bill? Why, John McCain and President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. The City of Downey City Council was comprised of members who worked for IRG, the private entity, affiliated with the Netherlands-based Arcadis and Kaiser Permanente. Congress privatized a known toxic Superfund military property, and today the people in that area who work there, who live there, are acutely ill and are dying, I'm quoting from the report. McCain, who ran something called the Straight Talk Express, involved Hillary Clinton in this cover-up, who advised her husband, President Bill Clinton, who then absolutely signed it into existence and supported the entire process. That who else was promoting this? Senators Dianne Feinstein and Representative Nancy Pelosi. So as you indicate, Steve, the Democratic Party, like the its other capitalist workmate in this process, are up to their eyeballs in the Downey syndrome, because that is what is at work here, the targeting of the people of the United States. Brothers and sisters, multiple tons of hazardous material, the Kaiser papers disclose. This site in Downey is just the little beginning of what we are addressing here. In site after site across California and the United States, and just get a load of what these toxins, 334 tons of toxins in these sites, corrosives, radioactive substances, barium, cadmium, chromium, lead, mercury, silver, halogenated solvents, hydrogen cyanide, silver cyanide, chloroform, naphthalene, and methyl chloroform. 334.2544 tons documented, asbestos prominent amongst them, mesothelioma, and these lung-wasting diseases are the direct consequence of this. This is not a random occurrence. This is nature.
And they were illegally removed from the site, improperly. Truck drivers have reported that they didn't have proper certification. When you remove highly toxic substances, there has to be certification that it's going into a place and it isn't affecting other people. And in reality, this is dumping that goes on there, is unsupervised in most cases, and they're taking this material out into the community, spreading it out all over the place without regulation. And they're doing this secretly. They're doing this without proper authority. Now, the workers there have brought this up and have been told to be silent about it. The EPA has covered it up. Cal OSHA has covered it up. The California departments that are supposed to do oversight on this site refuse to do the oversight. Documents are missing. So what has really brought this to the fore, though, is that now the insurance company is suing DreamWorks over who is liable. And really that's what we're talking about, money. Who is liable for the health care cost? Who is liable? That's all they're concerned about. They're not concerned about the workers and the people in the community who've been affected by these toxics.
And who will be in the future. And this doesn't even cover the construction workers from McCarthy Building Companies, Inc., who put up the Kaiser facility because they're, you know, you can imagine with the people with the backhoes.
Well, I was down there. You can see the dust flying around down there. When they build a hospital and a complex, the dust is flying all over the place. One of the things is you should be wear masks. These people are without any protection whatsoever. And if, as a matter of fact, there's mold in the Downey Studios on the ceilings. They have pictures of that on the site. And all this dark mold, there are rooms there that are filled with mold. They tell them don't go in the rooms. Well, just because you don't go in the room doesn't mean the mold has an effect on you. It goes through that door and it goes in. Also, there is still a NASA site. There's still property in NASA that have been radiated as a result of going in space, which is in that site. When they talk about soil looking green soil, radiated soil that they have to deal with on that site, and there's no protection, there's no oversight, and they can't even get in there. OSHA said, we can't let you in here. I mean, that has been told when they do go at some points. This is a sign of a complete cover-up and a dangerous toxic site that is threatening the whole community in Southern California. And the silence, again, the silence by Henry Waxman, the silence by Dianne Feinstein, Senators Dianne Feinstein
and Senator
Boxer, in their own state this is going on, and the complete silence and also the complicity of the unions. Now, in California, you would think that when they eliminate all the doctors in California at Cal OSHA, that Art Pulaski, who's Secretary Treasurer of the California AFL-CIO, would make a point about saying, we need doctors at Cal OSHA. Not one word from the AFL-CIO leadership in California about the destruction of Cal OSHA, which is mandated to represent the workers for health and safety.
Steve, that's because, as you well know, this union bureaucracy is in bed with the Democratic Party and steals the dues of the workers to put these criminals back in office every year. Instead of the workers having a political expression of their own, the bosses have two parties, but the workers have none. And to put this in its proper context, the United States, this is linked to the entire military-industrial complex of Pentagon Capital. Prior to 1996, the United States Air Force Base and NASA facility was located where? In Downey, Los Angeles County, designated as a, quote, profoundly contaminated site by the EPA, then downgraded without justification to a brownfield level of contamination and sold to the city of Downey. The site was used by the U.S. military and the Pentagon to develop what? Neutron bombs, rocket fuel missiles, the space shuttle, satellites, the Delta rockets. It was the site of the first nuclear reactor in the state of California. This has been documented by numerous U.S. and governmental agencies. Now they won't release a single document or allow anyone to speak to it from their staff. The property has been classified as a toxic site, now in corporate hands, and the Primary Industrial Realty Group, or the IRG, and corporate entities that are subsidiaries of the IRG are, of course, complicit in the crime. And it is there that Kaiser Permanente built its medical facilities, its regional hospital, on the site of a former nuclear reactor, rocket fuel, neutron bombs, depleted uranium, and contamination involving debilitating diseases and confirmed deaths directly attributed to the property's toxic and specifically its radioactive contamination. Heavy metal illnesses, peeling skin, terrible and painful rashes, loss of hair, and a panoply of cancers are the consequence.
Steve, Ralph, I found on the internet under the California Department of Toxic Substances Control. This is the official California agency responsible for overseeing toxic contamination on land in California and their definition of brownfields reuse. It is bizarre because essentially they're saying that it is better for the citizens of California to die than to spend money on new infrastructure. And this is what they say. When agricultural and green spaces are developed for residential, commercial, or industrial uses, infrastructure such as roads and sewers must be developed. That redundant infrastructure wastes scarce tax dollars and adds to the burden on California's environment. Redeveloping frequently urban brownfields properties optimizes the use of existing infrastructure and protects our precious resources.
Well, you know,
understand what they are saying. This is the agency that is supposed to protect people. In other words, use these known contaminated fields where it is clear that they are not cleaning them up and that it is impossible to clean up because perhaps you're protecting precious resources because you might otherwise have to build a road somewhere
else. Well, let's be clear. The capitalist developers in California and nationally are the ones that are doing this.
That's correct. And they're the ones
that the Democratic and Republican administrations in California and nationally get money from. The developers that are supporting Obama, who is the president. Obama has not said a word about toxic sites.
Who is the Democratic Party candidate.
He's a candidate for president. I mean, he's not said a word about
this.
He's handpicked by these people. These developers, these capitalist developers, make billions, hundreds of billions of dollars developing these highly toxic sites. They're all over the country. And the term the brownfield site was a way of privatizing these sites, the privatization of highly toxic sites to make billions of dollars of profit. This is why Kaiser, they thought they would save money by buying the land at cheap prices, and therefore they could develop a hospital complex. But think about the mindset that would have a hospital say that we're going to save a few bucks by building on a dangerous, highly toxic site.
Yeah.
And it's insured, so we don't have to worry about it. IRG group is insured it, so we don't have to worry about it. But the workers in there are getting sick. I mean, imagine a worker at Kaiser Hospital
getting sick.
From the site and then being told by the Kaiser doctor, which she's forced to go to as a result of a self-insured employer, telling her nothing's wrong with you. Her leg is bloated.
People with compromised health are going to the hospital,
This worker, Gail Shepard, said workers in her area were dying of cancer. Three or four workers in her work area were dying of cancer, and she said it was terrifying. She tried to call the shop steward. He disappeared. She called the state union to talk to them. She couldn't get an answer. We're not going to talk to you. So in other words, this cover up of what was going on at the Kaiser complex, where there's a labor management partnership, they said we're not going to talk about it because it means exposing a whole corrupt management and the fact that hundreds of millions of dollars are spent to build a hospital on a toxic site in which workers and the public, Kaiser patients, are going to get sick. That's why Vicki Travis started Kaiser Papers, because workers were getting sick. Clients of Kaiser, patients were getting sick, they were dying, and there was no remedy of their situation.
The Los Angeles Weekly, on April 30th, 2008, cited another toxic school, the Virgin Expansion Plan on Contaminated Land. Well, that has a personal meaning to me, brothers and sisters, because that's where I went to junior high school. This is the working class area of East Hollywood, and now they're putting an elementary school on a toxic site such as we have been describing. Chemicals Limited and the Toxic Contamination Group are imposing this on the population, and the entire apparatus of political control is sanctioning it, so it Downey is the syndrome. Downey is the symptom. Indeed, I'll end on this note, brothers and sisters. The San Francisco Examiner on July 7th, 2008, San Mateo County, a toxic crescent. 1,096 such sites in California. And San Mateo County in this part of California is what they now call a toxic crescent that makes Love Canal look like a minimum affair, brothers and sisters. It is the toxification of America. It is but the tip of the iceberg. It is capitalism that is destroying our population and contaminating our nation.
And we'd like to remind you, if you haven't signed the petition for the New York 9/11 independent investigation, please go to ny911truth.org and sign that petition now. Get your friends and your neighbors and your colleagues at work to sign that petition. Time is running out. This has been Taking Aim with
Ralph Schoen
and Maya Schoen. Our program today, the Downey Syndrome, the toxification of America. We've had with us a wonderful conversation with our friend and comrade Steve Zeltzer. We'll be with you next week. Please contact us at takingaim@patbell.net. Our program will be on the archive at www.takingaimradio.com.
Right now.